Hmm?
Did you ever pull fodder?
What that is?
The corn?
Oh, corn, no.
Talking about how much wheat you got to an acre, you might say, we raised 40.
40 what, 40 alpin?
We're talking about a bushel. You say we raised 40.
40 bushel?
And what do you do with oats to separate the grain from the rest of it?
Honey, I don't know. I don't know about oats.
They never had that in the
dairy? No. Never grew no oats here.
Say if there was something that we had to do today, just the two of us. You could say we'll have to do it. Or you could say... You say you and I'll have to do it, or me and you'll have to do it?
Mm-hmm. You and I will have to do it.
Uh-huh. What if you were talking about some man and yourself? You'd say?
No.
Or you say, he doesn't want just you or just me for this job. He wants...
Want more than me for that job?
Uh-huh. You say he wants...
Or he needs someone else on the job?
But you say he wants all two of us, or both of us, or...
Both of us.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
And if you knock at the door, and somebody asks who's there, and you know they recognize your voice, you say, it's...
Is here?
Huh?
Is here? Or you're not here?
Or they ask you who's there, you'd say, it's... You say it's I or it's me?
Mm-hmm. You say it's me, it's me?
Uh-huh. And if it was some man, you'd say it's...
It's a man.
Or if I say, was that Jim at the door? You say, yeah, that was...
It was,
Will you say that was he or that was him or?
I don't know, honey, how to say it in the worship. Say it's him, I guess.
Okay, and if it's a woman, you'd say it's.
Well, it's her.
And it's two people.
Well, see, it's both of them, two people at the door.
Uh-huh. And talking about how tall you are, you'd say he's not as tall as.
He's short.
Or talk about yourself, you say. Mm. He isn't as tall as...
Is me.
Or I'm not as tall...
As him.
And he can do that better.
Better than I can.
And if something belongs to me, then you'd say it's...
It's mine.
And I might say, this isn't mine, this is...
Yours.
And if it belongs to both of us, it's...
Well, it's for both of us.
It's not just yours or just mine, it's...
For both of us.
It's out. Whose is it? It's...
For both of us, I say me.
Uh-huh. And if it belongs to them, then it's...
It belongs to them.
So it's not ours, it's...
It's not ours, it's yours.
Or if it belongs to them, then it's... It's not ours, it's theirs. If it belongs to him, then you'd say it's...
It's his.
And if it belongs to her...
It's hers.
And if you were talking to a whole group of people, say if they were fixing to leave your house after visiting you, you'd say, well, I hope...
Come back again.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. I hope. How'd you say that?
I hope you come back again.
Would you say you if you were talking to a whole group?
No, I just said, well, I hope y'all come back again.
Uh-huh.
So it means for all of them.
Uh-huh. Would you ever say y'all to just one person?
No. Maybe just one person. You say, well, you can come back again whenever you get ready.
Uh-huh. And of people at your house and you're asking them about all of their coats, you know, everybody's coats, you say, well,
where are your coats?
Would you ever say, where are y'all's coats?
Mm-hmm.